Shalom, guys. It's great that you're coming here to listen to the ideas of the weekly portion every week. I love to hear your comments, your thoughts, questions, and challenges. Please make sure to write a comment here, ask a question, give us an insight, and share what you think. In the end of this week portion, I also left a question for you to answer. Let's talk about it. Shalom, everyone, and welcome to Parashat Pinchas. In this week portion, we will talk about the courageous ladies, the five ladies, the daughter of Tzofchad, and their love to Israel, their passion to Israel, and the nerve, so-called, they had to come and claim differently than what was expected. Their name were Muhla, Noah, Chogla, Milkah, and Tirzah. It's mentioned in this week portion. And they are the daughters of Tzofchad. And at that time, the story was as follows. We are entering after 40 years of journey in the desert, almost entering the land, and already the land needs to be divided. And we know that at those times, it went after the father and after his sons. And this family, the family of Tzofchad, the father passed away. There is no siblings, brothers. And the daughters come and claim something that makes sense. Dear Moses, why is it that we won't have a land, a piece of land to dwell in Israel? I know our father died for a reason. We still have a claim to take his possession and continue the journey, the legacy we want as well. Moshe hesitates, doesn't know what to do, goes ask Hashem. And Hashem tells him in a very simple way, they are right. They also deserve it. Don't give the land to his brothers of the dead person. Give it to the daughters. In first sight, it looks like a radical feminist movement of ladies who claim what they deserve. Good for them. Later on, we will hear a story that comes from their tribe. They came from the tribe of Manasseh. And the claim was, if they are receiving the possession of the land, and they're going to get married, the husbands are going to take a piece of land from our tribe to their tribe, because we know the tribe is going to go after the husband. Because of that, because of the decree, only for that generation, these girls will marry their own tribe. That was the story of the daughters of Tzofchad. It's mentioned in the Torah twice. And why is it important? Why is the story mentioned here, and why do we even hear the names of the daughters? I want to remind you that many stories in the Torah, there are a lot of different people, characters that participate. But to mention the name of this woman, all the list, gives us something. Think about the story of Samson. The Samson story and his father Manoah. His wife is not mentioned there. She has a discussion there in the beginning. She talks and it says, the wife of Manoah, the wife of Manoah, never mentioning the name. Same in the book of Judges with the daughter of Iftach, a character, you remember. And yet, the name is not mentioned. Here, we gave them the honor and actually told their names. What is the Eden story here? I think that one of the biggest claims to this story is the sense of hope. Go back in the last week portions and you will see something that happens over and over again. After 40 years that started with the spies and the sin, we are going to go through a lot of miserable times and complaints. With the spies and the golden calf, and there's no food and there's no water. And then the story of Korach, and then the story of Balak, and then the sin. There are so many incidents that showcases one thing, there is no hope that we really indeed will arrive to the promised land. We know God promised us the land, but we've sinned, and now this land looks so far away. We're now in the desert, we're eating sand, and we don't see hope. The truth is that it happened again and again and again. When people are losing hope, look for the women, the wives, the mothers to open the door to hope. The Midrash tells us stories about what happened when they were slaves in Egypt. And it says that the fathers understood that they're deep down in the slavery option and there's nowhere to go, and they stopped having babies. The verse says in the book of the Songs of Songs, "Tachat atapuach o'artiha, I woke you under the tree of apple." And the Midrash says that that was something planned by the wives and the mothers in Egypt. The husbands gave away, thought there's not going to be any hope. Only the mothers came and under the apple tree come and told the husband, there is still hope. Let's still have children. Let's continue. Let's believe something good is going to come out of it. Same happened with the golden calf. If you read the story, you read here where Aaron asks the people, bring us all your earrings and jewelries. And the Midrash once again shares an insight. You know what happened? He thought that indeed when they're going to come to the wives and ask for their jewelry, they will say no. Not because they like their jewelry, because they love God. They have belief and they have hope. Wait for Moses just one day. It came to a point where the husbands would tear away from the ears the jewelry of the wives. The wives and the mothers believe and the husbands lost hope. It happened again with the sins of the spies. All of them men and all the people who cried were men. It says that the wives said, there is still hope. We will be able to do it. We believe in God. Same happened here in the story. In that moment, when almost lost hope and the far land of the promised land was something only in the future, the hope and this deliberating of acquisition against the land by the daughters of Sofchad told something to the people. We believe in it. It's tangible. We can almost touch it. We need our land. The claim that they want a piece of land brought the people the realization it's really happening. It's something real. It's something that we're almost going to have and to possess. This belief system, hope system that the daughters brought them the honor and respect to have their name mentioned. The truth is, inside their father name, there's another hidden secret. The name of the father is Tzlofchad. Breaking into words in Hebrew, Tzel and Pachad. Tzel means shadow. Pachad means fear. In the beginning, when they saw and they understood they're not going to receive the land, they were still under the shadow of their father, hiding away. What should we do? What? We're going to come and we're going to complain. We're going to ask Moses who we are, young girls. And Pachad, the fear. They were fearful of doing and stepping up. But then they decided to do something and to claim and to ask what they deserved. Which brings me back to the last point. While talking about it and thinking about it, there is a question that might have been that the only reason that they came here and chased for this piece of land was just a real estate acquisition. Why not? There's a free land we can take. Why we shouldn't get it? It was important for us to have more real estate in the land of Israel. And this is the deepest secret. And I hope you still all the way till here to hear it. We know that they were from the tribe of Menashe. And we also know, when we're going to talk about it next week, that there are 2.5 tribes that also decided to stay in the other bank of the Jordan. The east bank of the Jordan. Why? Because it was a fruitful land. There was a place for all their animals. And they asked next week portion to stay on the other side. If it was only for a real estate transaction, the sense was that Menashe, from that tribe, they could have come and claim, we want peace of this Jordanian land. Jordanian in a sense that it's still the land of Israel, but from the conversation with Moses, it was clear that the sense was to pass the Jordan. He will allow it in the end. They will stay there and they will fight for the people. But it wasn't really the priority land of Israel. When the girls come and ask, they don't ask to be settled in the land of Jordan. They ask to be settling in the land of Israel. in the parts of Samaria, in the parts of next to Netanya. This is the land, the area of Menashe. And indeed, here in the holding of Samaria, they were finding in the old city of Sebastia, when they find their names in the list of people who pay tax in the area from their families. The daughters of Tzofchad teaches us what's a love for Israel, teaches us what's really being connected to a divine important cause, even in the case that sometimes you need to fight for it, sometimes you need to claim it. And to finish up with a question, I was doubting, maybe the reason where Moses did not know the answer until he went to ask God was because this claim of having a part of the land was probably one of the most challenging, interfering question he could ever be asked. He himself will be challenged with how much room, how much space he will have in the land. We know that in the end of the day, he won't deserve to come to the land. And these daughters who are fighting for this place came and challenged him, should we deserve it? He couldn't answer. He was too much in it. He couldn't find an answer. What do you think? Why Moses needs to go and ask God? And why didn't he know the answer right away for their question? Shabbat Shalom.